What's your ruling on visiting the Prophet's grave, alayhi salatu wasalam? As this may look like grave worshipping. No, it's not grave worshipping at all. Men are allowed to go and visit the grave of the Prophet, alayhi salam, as they are allowed to go and visit any graveyard. And this was the sunnah among the companions, only if they come away from travel. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, he was living in Medina. He would never go to the grave. And let us rephrase it. He would never go to the house of Aisha, because the Prophet ﷺ was not buried in the masjid in the beginning. He was buried in his house, the house of Aisha, and so was Abu Bakr and so was Umar. Later on, after 90 or 100 years, the expansion of the Haram, one of the Umayyad's caliphs included the house and it became into the masjid. So Ibn Umar, may Allah please him, and the rest of the Sahaba would not go and visit the house of Aisha. Except if he traveled, and whenever he comes from travel, he would go to the chamber of Aisha, to the house of Aisha, and he would stand and give salutation to the Prophet Assam, to Abu Bakr, and to Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, and never return back to it. So if you come and visit the masjid, of course your travel is to visit the masjid, not to visit the grave. The grave comes as something that follows, not an original cause. So if you travel for the masjid and praying in it, and you enter it, it is permissible to say as-salam from the entrance of the masjid, from the gates. Not, you don't have to go all the way to the front, to the chamber, and give your salam. Because even if you are in Spain, as one of the great grandchildren of the Prophet as-salam, saw a man putting his head near the window and offering salam. And he said, my friend, you and the one in Andalus in Spain are the same. By greeting the Prophet ﷺ, by offering salutation, Allah Azza wa Jalla has appointed an angel, and the angel would report whoever gives salam to the Prophet ﷺ. And he says, Asim al-Hakim gave you salam. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika nabiyyina Muhammad. So, whether you're in China, in Spain, in USA, or next to the chamber, to the grave, it's the same thing. You don't have to shout, or you don't have to whisper. It's the same thing altogether.